Baptist 21 is a pastor-led voice for Southern Baptists in the 21st century. The B21 podcast will discuss current issues in the SBC with Southern Baptist church leaders. To check out more resources, visit us at baptist21.com.
Welcome to the Baptist 21 podcast, where we want to have conversations about what it means to be Baptist in the 21st century. And today on the podcast, I have with me Dr. Nathan Finn and then Pastor Josh Powell. Josh, are you doctor?
Not quite doctor yet, but you can play one on occasion.
There you go. So soon to be Dr. Josh Powell. And we're going to discuss the kind of using or changing our name from Southern Baptist Convention to Great Commission Baptist. There's been a lot of conversation about that in recent weeks and even just a lot this week as of when we were recording. And guys, just thanks for taking time to be on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely. So before we jump in, just want to briefly get to know you guys again. Dr. Finn, you've been on before. We'll come to you first, and then Josh, get to know you as well. So Dr. Finn, just tell us just briefly about who you are, what you've done in ministry up to this point, what you're currently doing, and then maybe we might ask you one fun question before we head to Josh as well. So tell us about yourself.
Sure. So married to Leah. Father of four children, I call the Finlings. For most of my career, I've primarily been a theological educator, and so have taught a lot of church history, theology, spiritual formation. I guess probably best known for my writings about Baptist history and theology. Been at North Greenville University now for almost 2.5 years, serve as the provost and the dean of the university faculty.
That's great. So tell us just briefly, like, when did you feel a call into kind of vocational ministry, and when did you preach your first sermon, and do you remember what the text was?
So I felt the call to vocational ministry around the same time I came to faith in Christ, which was about 3 weeks after I graduated from high school, actually on the campus of North Greenville University, attending a centrifuge camp. So those two things happened very close together. In terms of my first sermon, it actually was when I was around 16 or 17. So it was even a little bit before I was a Christian. It was part of a youth Sunday night. I don't even know that there was one text, but I remember that it was about Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. And I'm just really glad there's no record of it that still exists.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Josh, tell us about you. Same kind of thing where, you know, history and ministry, where you're from, what you're doing now. And then we'll probably ask a similar question as we did to Dr. Finn.
Yeah, sure. Well, my name, of course, Josh Powell. I'm married to Allison. We have four kids as well with no special nicknames. I live here now in my hometown of Lexington. I went to North Greenville University, went to Southern Seminary. After Southern studying there, I taught at Boyce College for a while in church history. Then I went to India and started a seminary there that's still continuing. And now I'm serving here as pastor at Lake Murray Baptist Church.
And also the president of the South Carolina Baptist Convention currently.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So tell us.
He is my president.
He is. We should address him as Mr. President. Josh, tell us, same for you. A call into ministry, first sermon. Do you remember the text?
Sure. Yeah. I'm a third generation South Carolina Baptist pastor. So I grew up in a pastor's home. When I was 19, I was at a summer camp on Jekyll Island, Georgia, and Dawson McAllister was screaming at me. I can't really remember what he's saying, but the Holy Spirit used that to, through the preaching of the word that night to call me into ministry. 2 weeks later, I was at North Greenville on North Greenville's campus and there studied. My first sermon was through what we call impact teams at North Greenville. And I preached at this little country church, John 14:6. It was 8 minutes long. I never looked up. And I remember I had it alliterated. I was so proud of myself. How can we be saved, sure, and satisfied? I think I probably borrowed it or stole it from somebody. And I remember at the end of it, I just remember how terrible it was. I also remember that the Lord graciously, when I called for the invitation, one little kid came forward. And awesome. I remember that. It was huge.
My first sermon, I prayed at the end. I intended to say, Lord, use my fallible words. And I said, Lord, use my infallible words. So I made it revelation from the beginning.
Ex-cather. Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing.
That is straight up heresy. So glad that's not recorded anywhere either. Most people wouldn't know this, but the three of us at one point were part of a groundbreaking Southern Baptist blog called SBC Witness that didn't last very long, but we've all kind of worked together over the years. So
that's right. Hugh Hewitt came out with the book Blog, and we felt like we had to jump on that in the early 2000s.
So Nate, I don't know if you remember this, but the Baptist 21 blog was a successor to SBC Witness.
Yeah. So absolutely. So a few of the guys that were a part of SBC Witness through conversation, it was kind of the what's going to happen next, and that was really what we did. So it did actually, I think, in some ways, help spur something from SBC Witness, even though in some ways, I think we were posting a blog like once every 2 months at SBC Witness sometimes, but it was a lot of
fun.
They
were great, though.
They were fantastic. I mean, when you would just paste quotes in your blog and that was it, just one quote, that was amazing what you were doing.
It's great.
Oh, man. Well, guys, I want to jump into the main reason we're having this conversation today. You guys have been talking about and doing writing on, tweeting about social media stuff and thinking on using the name Great Commission Baptist instead of Southern Baptist Convention. In fact, I don't even know quite how to say this correctly. Are we saying switch names, change names, use instead? So we'll talk through some of these things, but you guys have been giving a lot of thinking to it. And so I want to just have a conversation about that. Even in recent days, it's been announced that the Southern Baptist Convention will change its theme from Gospel Above All to We Are Great Commission Baptist. There's been a Washington Post article on this. Several other leaders have come out saying they're in favor of this. But you guys have been writing about this for probably a couple months now and talking about it for a couple months. So just wanted to hear from you. And so, Dr. Finn, I want to start with you. Could you just give us some historical perspective on this? I mean, we've been Southern Baptist since 1845. You are known as one of the premier Baptist historians. So please just give us some historical perspective as to what's going on.
So it was not always the case that the name of the Southern Baptist Convention was going to be Southern Baptist Convention. All the way back in 1845 in Augusta, Georgia, there was considerable debate about what that name was going to be. We came very close to the name of the SBC being the Southern and Southwestern Baptist Convention before they decided to shorten it. And that name, Southern Baptist Convention, it made a lot of sense for the first couple of generations of SBC history. But already by the turn of the 20th century, there were voices that were starting to say, maybe that's too regional of a name. So 1907 is the first sort of official conversation about whether or not the name of the SBC should be changed. They decided not to do it, so we're having this conversation today. Over the course of the last 113 or so years, there's been at least 13 different times that Southern Baptists have either had a group discussing this, or they've had some sort of formal vote that was taken at the Southern Baptist Convention. It's been an open question off and on for about a century, including a couple of different times in the 21st century. And so where we are today, the reason we're having this conversation is in 2012, the last time this was really discussed, SBC President Bryant Wright, had put together a task force, and they studied this question, and they came back and said, for a variety of reasons, primarily related to legalities, we don't recommend that we change the name officially of the Southern Baptist Convention, but we do recommend that we embrace the name Great Commission Baptists as an officially sanctioned alternative to the name Southern Baptist Convention. And that was approved at the 2012 Southern Baptist Convention. So since that time, there have been some churches that have done that. They've opted to use the name Great Commission Baptist instead of, or at least in addition to, Southern Baptist. And what Josh and I and a growing number of other folks in the SBC have been arguing really since late summer is that there's no better time than now to just go ahead and take the next step and see that alternative name that we have already approved really become the primary name that we use whenever we talk about who we are. So we're not pushing for any sort of official name change. We've already taken the only vote that matters. What we're pushing for is Southern Baptists owning that name, Great Commission Baptist as the go-to name that we use to describe our network of churches.
That's good and helpful. Josh, I want to come to you. You're pushing this in South Carolina in your leadership position. You also have a historical perspective on this as well. South Carolina Baptist Convention is the oldest Baptist convention in the South. So talk through, why are you pushing this? Add any historical perspective that you think would be helpful in this conversation as well.
Yeah, sure. So you are right. South Carolina was the first state convention, and it was formed in 1821. So we are moving into our 200th anniversary in 2021. And as that has happened, there was a desire. The last state history that was, or state convention history that was written, was in 1960, I think. And there's a good bit that's happened since 1960. So they asked if I would write some at the convention. Asked if I was right, I would write updated history. So with my capacity, or my limited capacity, to say no, I said yes, and began the process of really diving deep. You know, that's what I have done in historical research and studies and everything else, and just started diving deep into our history. And man, just to be honest, and I don't mean this in any other way, just in the state the truth, there's some glorious things in our history, and there's some really painful things in our history. And I can speak just specifically about South Carolina. And so as I was processing this, you go through this moment of, man, I'm, like I said, third generation South Carolina Baptist. What is it? How do we do this historical retrieval? You know, how do we find what's good here? And I just kept coming back to the fact that when South Carolina Baptists were laser focused upon the Great Commission and the task of the Great Commission, we were and always have been at our best. And the reason why we're here 200 years after we were formed is because for a good bit of that, we were focused on the Great Commission. And that focus, by God's grace, has sustained us. And so just kind of trying to understand how to tell that story got me back to that idea of, man, when we were about the Great Commission, when we focused on that, we were moving the ball forward. We were reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we lost our focus and we capitulated to the world and we stopped speaking as prophets to our culture, but we became products of our culture in other ways, then man, we really dropped a ball and we really missed the mark. So our prophetic voice is the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the face of to the face of all people and in the face of whatever's happening in our culture. So I just realized that that's where we're at our best. And here in South Carolina, some other pastors and I were talking. One of those is my dear friend, Marshall Blaylock, pastor of First Baptist Charleston. And he was on the 2012 committee. And he was like, man, you know, we've already approved this. Why don't we just start using it? So he put out a tweet. And I called Dr. Finn, who's also here in South Carolina. We're loaded here in South Carolina. And I said, brother, would you look at this? And I just wrote kind of a little story up that I got published in the Baptist Courier called We Are Great Commission Baptists, and just kind of made the plea. And from there, the ball just started rolling, and Dr. Finn jumped in, and his voice carries a lot of weight. He jumped in, and then we just saw things start to happen where guys were like, yeah, now it's time. This was not anything. We weren't trying to do anything like any subterfuge or anything. We weren't trying to come in with any game plan or any agenda to do anything crazy. We were just saying, man, we're at our best when we are great, when we are focused on the Great Commission. Let's be named for our mission, not our region. And in the same time, we know that the term Southern has gone beyond just a regional moniker to where now it's also has an ideological kind of fix to it, a cultural fix to it. And the closer we get, as we've said this, and I think Dr. Finn has said this, the closer we get to 2045, the more we need to separate ourselves, I believe, from 1845. And this kind of helps us just to advance who we are and what we believe by being named by our mission. So all we did was just say, let's start using it. And the Lord has kind of taken off from there.
That's helpful. I'd love, before I kind of go to my next question, I'd love if either one of y'all have thoughts on this, but any reasons why you think the name didn't take off in 2012 and you know, I guess maybe what's going to take for it to take off in 2020?
I think there were two reasons that it did not take off in 2012. I think one reason was because there were folks who did not like the idea that we were named for a concept rather than a region. So I would hear people say things like, well, we care about the Great Commission, but that's kind of a silly name, or that's an unusual name. And in the interest of full disclosure, I felt that way until just a few months ago. I mean, I'm all about the Great Commission, but I wasn't sure that needed to be our name. It felt more like a tagline than it did a name. And I just frankly came around to the argument that Josh and Marshall and others are making, that let's have an aspirational name if we're not going to have a regional name. So I think that that's one reason. I think the other reason, and this is a major change over the last 8 years, it was almost all church planters or pastors who were serving outside of the South and Southwest who were driving that conversation 8, 9, 10 years ago that led to Great Commission Baptist. So to go from this primarily being something that, you know, church planters in Vermont or pastors in Ohio are saying that we ought to care about, to something that the pastor of the oldest Baptist church in the South says we ought to care about, that's a sea change. So there are more people talking about this now in more types of churches. It's not just, you know, the guys with soul patches and skinny jeans who sit down when they preach in a theater, kind of all those caricatures of a church planter. It's not just those guys anymore. It's also guys in suits and ties with an orchestra behind them in legacy First Baptist type churches. It's become a conversation for all Baptists, not just Baptists who are kind of outside of historic Southern Baptist territory.
Yeah, like First Baptist Charleston, the oldest Southern Baptist church in America that are behind this. Josh, any thoughts on that? Anything you'd piggyback on Nathan Finn there?
Yeah, and I can only speak from the personal side. I remember just thinking, oh well, we the way it was presented, you know, we can't technically change our name because of some legalities and headquarters in Nashville. We're registered in Georgia. It'll open us up. It'll be too hard. I remember it's just kind of being presented like that. And so, oh well, we can't do it. And so the motion to say, hey, you can call yourself Great Commission Baptist if you want to. We can't change the name, but here's an option. Just kind of was like a deflator, like, oh, we really can't do it. And so I remember personally feeling that way. I don't know if anybody else did. And so it almost missed me that, man, we can use this name and actually accomplish what we want to accomplish and do what we want to do and be recognized by our mission and aspiration.
Now would be a good time to hear from our sponsor, Guidestone. Planning for retirement? No one wants to do it, but everyone needs to do it. The good news is you don't have to do it alone. No matter where you are in your journey to retirement, Guidestone is here to support you. From the beginning stages of planning your saving and investment strategies to enjoying life in retirement, we're here to help provide helpful resources to guide you every step of the way. Plus, by investing with Guidestone, you are also able to align your faith and finances by taking advantage of faith-based mutual funds. So if you're wondering, am I invested properly and appropriately? Am I on track for a secure retirement? Which investment approach best meets my retirement goals? Don't worry. Guidestone has all the resources and tools to help you answer these questions and any others you may have about retirement planning. Visit Guidestone.org to learn more. I have heard Dr. Finn, the pushback you mentioned, kind of just the don't want to have a concept name, and I get that. There's too many of our churches that have really weird names for their youth group and other things. But this is something. I mean, this in the very first line of our Constitution, the purpose of the Southern Baptist Convention is to combine our efforts for the propagation of the gospel. So this is historically who we've been, and I think something else that you'll get at in this is that, if we are unified for one purpose, it is this purpose. So hopefully it'll be a unifying thing rather than a dividing thing. And I do want to talk about that because I know there is going to be pushback. There already has been. We've seen this on social media. Imagine that. There would be pushback on naming something Great Commission among Southern Baptists. So, Dr. Finn, I'll come to you first for this, and then Josh, you kind of fill in as well. Why change the name now? And just particularly think about the pushback. Is this, we're going to have pushback that says this, you're just doing this because of the cultural moment, you're just doing this because you're woke, you're embarrassed by our heritage. Dr. Finn, how would you kind of address those you know, those questions, those accusations, those pushbacks, those kind of things?
I think that's a misreading of what's going on right now. Remember, this is a perennial Southern Baptist topic. I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today who I deeply respect, who was saying to me, this is the wrong time. You know, things are too divisive in our culture right now. We need to wait till it's the right time to have this conversation. And I just said to him respectfully, brother, when is it going to be the right time? We've been hearing since 1907, it's not the right time. Let's not have this conversation right now. It's going to be too divisive. And the reality is, culture is always divisive. There are always issues that are out there. There's always stuff that Baptists are going to be disagreeing about, because wherever two or more Baptists are gathered together, you're going to have at least 17 opinions. So if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, right? That's just kind of the way it is. That's that our polity lends itself to that. So there's never going to be a non-controversial time to have this conversation. So I would say we adopted this name in 2012. It is a mission-driven name. While racial considerations are absolutely related to this, and nobody is denying it, that is not what's driving this. This is a much longer conversation that's always been going on. So for somebody to say this is being driven by wokeness, or it's being driven by an effort to be PC, or it's being driven by this idea that we have to make ourselves appealing to lost people, I'm sorry, but if you're making that argument, it's just not a good argument, and it borders on being an untruthful argument. I'm not going to ascribe motives to people because I don't know their hearts, but when I hear that, I can't help but think there's more going on than just that comment. You could take every woke Southern Baptist who cares about being politically correct, and you could fit them in the average men's bathroom in a Southern Baptist church.
Not socially
so there's just
distant.
That's just not who would. Not socially distant. I mean, that's just not who we are. We are a conservative Baptist network of churches. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous to say that this is driven by wokeness or PC. That's not who Southern Baptists are. That's not who we're going to become. And that's not what's driving this conversation.
Josh, jump in on that.
Yeah, well, I think Dr. Finn said it well. It blows my mind that anyone would possibly think that naming ourselves Great Commission Baptist would be PC. There's nothing less PC than letting the world know up front, we're trying to convert you to the one true and living God, to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We believe you're dying and lost and going to hell unless you believe in Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, and trust Him. There's nothing less PC than that. And to me, that's the genius of the name, if you want to know. It's like up front, we're saying now, here's who we are and here's what we're going to do, you know, and this is what was driving us. And so there's nothing less woke or PC than that name in my mind. And so for me, that's why I was all for it. If I felt like this was a name that would be, or a reason to do it, that it could be even construed as woke or PC, it almost kind of baffles me. I'm like Dr. Finn, it kind of blows my mind that somebody would think that. On the other side of it, I would make the argument that the name Southern is actually a cultural name now. It's gone beyond a regional name. You know, it's like I said earlier, it's an ideology, it's a culture. The name Southern actually is the cultural name, and now we're trying to move to the biblical name, if you will, the non-cultural name, the name that doesn't carry with it any cultural baggage other than the nature of our mission. So I would say this is the opposite. Now, you know, people that want to make that argument, this is the opposite. And finally, the last thing I think that Dr. Finn hit on is this is the unifier. We're seeing within our convention so many different splintering groups and so many different, and as said, it's not as if their theology is different. It's philosophy or the way they understand things or the way they want to work through problems and who they think they can listen to help them work through those problems outside of Scripture. You know, but there's nobody I know in the SBC who's saying the gospel is not the answer. And so in that sense, this is the unifier. This says anybody, you can have all your splinter groups, you can have all of this, but this is the one thing we have to be united on. Under the Baptist Faith and Message 2000 and the mission of the Great Commission, this is the one thing we have to be united on. So hopefully, and again, I'm an optimist because I'm a Gamecock fan, but hopefully that this can bring us together for the mission and task of what we're here for.
And I can understand.
Guys,
go ahead, Dr. Finn, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, the reality is, no matter what our name is, whether it continues to be Southern Baptist, whether it's Great Commission Baptist, or whether we take some formal vote in 5 years and decide it's something else, we're always going to have to explain our name. And if somebody's asking me, hey, tell me about your church or your denominational tradition or whatever, I would rather explain what the Great Commission is than explain what Southern isn't. Or what I don't mean by Southern. So to me, Great Commission opens up the opportunity for discipleship conversations and gospel conversations. That is a win for a tradition that says the reason we exist is to perpetuate the spread of the gospel to all nations.
Two things I'd say before I move to the next question. I mean, one would be, it's appropriate for a organization to every once in a while, given the context of where it finds itself, to ask questions about its name and mission. There's nothing wrong with that. But kind of piggybacking on that, we made this decision in 2012, which was actually even before Michael Brown's death. And so this is not necessarily a reaction to the cultural moment then, though, again, I think it's appropriate for us to ask those questions. But I think what I'm not seeing in this is a compelling argument that says, okay, look, I can grant you maybe there's a better name, or maybe this is not a perfect name, or whatever. Is it a better name than Southern? And I haven't seen a compelling reason to say we should remain as the Southern Baptist Convention other than, hey, you guys are just being reactionary. I haven't seen a compelling reason why we keep Southern instead of Great Commission. And so I'm still sort of looking for that. Any thoughts there? And then I'll jump on to the next question.
Yeah, I'll say one more thing. Some of the other, from the other side that I've seen and heard, is the idea that we're just trying to, you know, put lipstick on a pig or cover up our past and not deal with it. Man, and I understand that thought, but in South Carolina, man, we have really been trying hard to deal with our past. We've done a lot of things here to try to understand and to be open, to be honest, and to deal with those things. And it's kind of like the cart before the horse, you know. Can we deal with everything in our past before we change the name, or can we change the name and then maybe, in my prayer, through changing the name in the process of this, now it gives us a segue to deal with the stuff in our past and to say where it goes. So I don't want anybody to think that Josh Powell is trying to cover up the history of the South Carolina Baptist Convention and the Southern Baptist Convention by changing the name and pull a bait and switch. That's the opposite of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help us find a way to reckon with our history and at the same time put us in a posture that allows us to move into our future that puts us in a better spot to reach people for the gospel, tearing down barriers and reach others for the gospel.
Dr. Finn,
I agree with that 100%.
Dr. Finn, any thoughts on that objection that this is kind of bait and switch, you're hiding your past, or you're kind of coming in the back door or whatever? Any thoughts on that objection?
My thoughts are the same as Josh's thoughts on this. I mean, I think that's not at all what we're doing. We think this name, Great Commission Baptists, celebrates the best of our heritage and further repudiates what ought to be rejected in our heritage. And that's not new. We have, by God's grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we have been moving further and further away from our racist past since at least the 1960s, and especially since the 1990s. And we still have a ways to go, but man, it's better than it used to be, and we should praise God for that. And this is in continuity with what the Holy Spirit has already been doing among Southern Baptists when it comes to rejecting and repenting of that past and striving for racial reconciliation. This is an aspirational name that calls us to greater faithfulness.
And the truth,
I think that's why it matters. Yeah.
And the truth is, particularly with the outside cultures, unbelievers, we shouldn't expect them to even get this. And this, so the accusation of you're trying to cover up your past is going to happen for us no matter what we do, because people are opposed to the gospel. Doesn't mean that makes it right or wrong for us as far as what we should do moving forward. So, how about let's just go to this question. So somebody's listening, say, I'm kind of, you know, I'm convinced. What are we asking people to do? And I mean practical things. What are we asking them to do in the life of their church, as a leader, social media, all those kind of things? Maybe, Josh, come to you. And then, Nathan, if you have any additional thoughts to that, share those as well.
Sure. I can say what I'm doing in my church first. We are having these conversations. We are however we put out info or content through our podcast, through our new members class. We've had these discussions personally over and over again. I do not advocate for any pastor just going in and changing the website. I think this is a conversation that needs to be happening with pastors, with their church people, and say, hey, look, let me tell y'all what I think, especially if the pastor's on board. Let's talk about what we think. And then just have pastors lead their churches to use the name Great Commission Baptist. That could be as simple as changing your website. It could be as simple as just... again, the rebranding's already been done through the new EC rebranding that gives you that ability. That's what I'm encouraging. And then having pastors encourage other pastors to use this name, to say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. Here's why we're trying to do it. And so that's the grassroots part of it, I think. And in my mind, that's the genius of it. Everything that needs to be done has already been done. The vote has already been taken. It's you can use this moniker and not be out of place or out of bounds within the Southern Baptist life. You can be a Great Commission Baptist and still be on the trustee positions in our institutions, still be on our executive board, still have positions all throughout. So that work's already been done. So I just encourage people just to start using it, and then bring people along to say, here's why it's time. As simple as that for me. Nathan's probably got a lot more.
Yeah, anything you would add, Nathan?
I agree with everything Josh is saying about the way for pastors to lead. I think the only thing I would add is that I'm convinced that the average Southern Baptist church member doesn't care about this. So I keep talking to pastors who say, man, this is going to tick my church off. And I'm thinking, well, not if you tell them the reason why we're doing it and you cast the right narrative. They don't care. And the people who we're trying to reach certainly don't care about this sort of thing. This is about us just sort of saying broadly to the world, this is who we are. But I can't imagine that our churches are filled with people who are waking up every day saying, I'm so glad I'm a Southern Baptist. And they're going to have to take that word Southern out of my cold, dead hands. I mean, I'm sure there's someone like that, right? There's 16 million Southern Baptists or whatever. But I just don't think that's who the average Southern Baptist is. They just want to be faithful Baptist followers of Jesus Christ. And this is an opportunity for pastors to cast a more compelling vision for what that means by tying us to the Great Commission rather than the region.
Josh, you're going to use or at least push this in South Carolina. What's that going to look like? And then kind of a follow-up question is, who are some other folks you guys have seen already kind of coming out saying, you know, we're in favor of using Great Commission Baptist?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for us in South Carolina, I think that there's been a resolution submitted to our state convention, which we still plan on meeting this year in November, that will address this and encourage other Baptists to use it, really just kind of bringing awareness to it and encouraging others to use it, basically. But as state convention president, you know, like we've said a million times, I'm not anything but a kind of a figurehead and spokesman to a bunch of autonomous churches. So I'm just going to simply, the one thing I do have some control over is where we go in our annual meeting, and we'll discuss this there and just kind of bring it up a little bit. But I'm just using, you know, my friendships and relationships to encourage others to say, hey, maybe now is time, answer whatever question they have about it and encourage them to either, if ultimately, whether they use it or not, encourage them to be about the Great Commission and make this the focus.
Dr. Finn, anybody you would add as far as folks you've seen or you said they're going to use this name?
Yeah, so I obviously, from pretty early on, you had our little posse of South Carolina Baptists, who we've already talked about, who started talking about it publicly, mostly on social media and in Josh's Baptist Courier article. There's a lot of folks who've said positive things on social media. A lot of Baptist pastors who've responded and said, yeah, I'm all on board with this. Let's do it. But I think the more notable thing, and this was captured in the Washington Post article earlier this week that J.D. Greer, the current SBC president, has kind of gotten on board with this. You know, it wasn't his idea, but he's gotten on board with it. And then we've also had folks on social media, a number of past presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention. In fact, I think almost all of them since the turn of the 21st century have publicly tweeted their endorsement of this and said they're all on board. One of them even jokingly said, I tried to do this in 2004 and I couldn't get them to go for it. And I'm glad that, you know, this is coming up again. So I think we're seeing more and more people with every passing day who are saying, yeah, you know what? There's never going to be a better time than now. This is who we are. Let's just own it and tell the world we're Great Commission Baptists.
Yeah, a couple more I wrote down. From the Washington Post article, you had Marshall Osberry, who's the president of the National African American Fellowship of the Southern Baptist Convention. My dad, Danny Aiken, president of Southeastern, and Al Mohler mentioned being in favor of it. The guys you mentioned would be your, you know, James Merritt, Fred Luter, Johnny Hunt, Bryant Wright, Jack Graham, and Steve Gaines. And that's all the presidents, I think, as you said, since the turn of the century. So several have kind of come out in favor of using Great Commission Baptist. Dr. Finn, I'll come right back to you with this question. And then, Josh, anything you want to add here? But we live in a divided age for sure. We see this nationally, politically, and even within our own convention of churches. To the person who says, don't you think this could divide or split our convention, you know, how would you answer that question?
What I would say is that in theory, anything could split our convention because we are a convention of autonomous churches and every voice matters and every opinion is heard. So anything could potentially split our convention, but I don't think this is going to do it. I think at the end of the day, we are a Great Commission people. Under the lordship of Jesus Christ, this is the thing that has united us through thick and thin. It is the constant of our history. Other things by God's grace have come and gone, but this has been the constant uniter. And I think that there will certainly be people who will not be thrilled that we're going in this direction. We hope that we're going in this direction. There'll be people that aren't thrilled by that, but you know what? They're going to make peace with it, and they're going to make peace with it because they care about the Great Commission and making disciples here, there, and everywhere. So I think there will certainly be some rocky conversations and some back and forth. That happens with everything that we discuss. But on the other side of this, I think there will be enthusiasm and excitement and renewed commitment to be obedient to Christ's final command to us before he ascended into heaven.
Josh, any thoughts?
Yeah, amen. I agree with everything Dr. Finn just said. And I, like I said before, I'm an optimist. I think this is where we're united. I think the division comes when people continually ascribe motives behind it. So, you know, and why are we doing this now? And that perception for some people becomes reality. And I just want to say the reality is that we as Southern Baptists must be united around the Great Commission, and let's make that clear up front. And so whatever you think the motives are with somebody and whatever reason, just kind of come down to it. Like I've said before, do you want to be named as Southern or do you want to be named as Great Commission? I mean, I don't know where there's a fight in this for me. And I'm not trying to say it's a hill on which to die. I'm just trying to say just put your perceptions, put your ideas about motives aside. What is it that we want to be known for? And I just can't help but think that the vast majority of Southern Baptists are going to go, I want to be known for the Great Commission and advancing that. And so I think in that way, it's going to unite us. That's my prayer. I do think there'll be others that will never like it and won't ever want to be a part of it, maybe because it wasn't their idea. And maybe they don't like whoever they think promoted it. And they think the motives behind them wasn't good enough. And I just say, at the end of the day, man, is Southern a Great Commission? Which one? Which one do we want to be known for moving forward? And I just see it's the Great Commission.
And again, it has marked us since the very opening of our first document that we have been united for this purpose. And obviously sometimes there's wavering in that, but the desire would be we would be united around this purpose. Any final thoughts that you would have? Josh, I'll come to you first and then Dr. Finn lets you sign off. But any final thoughts just on this topic in general or just encouragement to pastors, leaders who are listening in?
Yeah, again, just simply say to pastors, leaders, anybody, just say, you know, whether you agree with this or not, whether you want to use the name or not, that we need to be, once again, as I said a little bit earlier, we've got to be prophets to our culture, not products of it. And we cannot be reactionary all the time to the culture. And so when we are, we start thinking everybody else is. And so I would just encourage you to say, hey, man, how can I at my church best proclaim the gospel, advance the gospel, and continue to be about the mission that has been granted us, that our Lord Jesus gave us? And to me, that's just remaining laser focused on the Great Commission. So whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether you want to use it or don't use it, please, I encourage all Baptists underneath our tent to make the Great Commission their lead in every conversation.
Dr. Finn.
I don't think I can say that any better than Josh, so I'm going to let him sign off for both of us.
That's great. Well, brothers, thanks for your time and just giving thought to this and obviously giving time for this conversation. Thanks for listening to the Baptist 21 podcast. Please rate, review, share this, and we hope to hear from you soon.